Okay, we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots. Okay, it says a kli mitstarif marsha b'soichoi l'koidesh. A kli combines everything in it to Kodesh, basically makes all its contents as if it's one item. And that would mean if a person would touch some of the contents of the kli, it's all one thing, and all the contents will become tummy for Kodesh. Aval lo l'truma. For truma not, the thing that you touch will become tummy, and maybe its neighbor, but it would stop at some point because it's like there's multiple items in that kli. Okay, so ask the Gemara, mehani mili. Where's the source of this? That if a kodesh, that if you touch one of the things, all of it becomes tummy, that everything's basically considered connected. So, Amar Rav Chanin. It's important to get this name down, Rav Chanin. Remember that name? He's going to, so, says Rav Chanin. So, Omakra, that the Posek said. So, if the Posek said, seemingly this is a Duraisa. Okay? Kaf Achas, one spoon. Yeah, or vessel, asara zahav, with a weight of 10 gold, malaya katoires, that is full of katoires. Okay, so that's talking about Nassim over there. Hakosov osa'oi l'chol ma shebechaf achas. Hakosov means the Torah, made it, osa'oi, l'chol ma, to what shebechaf in this vessel. Achas, it's all one thing. So see from the Torah, the Torah tells us that all the contents are considered one thing, right? I suppose the kaf achas, it's all achas. All the contents are one. So fine, so basically it comes out that this is a deraisa din. So meisiv Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana's got a kasha. Hoisiv, Rabbi Akiva added, right? So basically, if you added something before this, so we don't know what the before is, we're going to speak what that is. Rabbi Akiva added. Hasoilas. Soilas is flour. We're talking about Kodesh flour for like Menachos. Vahakatoires. Katoires is the incense. Vahalavoina. A lavoina is the frankincense that they place on the Menachos, on the grain offerings. Vagacholim. And the coals, I suppose, that they put on the Mizbeach. She'im. The if. Noga Tavulyom. That somebody who was Tavulyom. Right, which we've been speaking about, somebody who went to the mikveh that day but didn't wait till the evening, and he can matami kodesh, the miktsasoi, here it's saying it's actually, right, if he touched in part of one of the aforementioned things, parcel eskulo, he's poisel everything. So basically, we see this connection, it's all basically considered, right, if you touch part of it, all of it comes to me. And says the Gemara, vahadra bonan he, and this is a dindra bonan. Right? How do we know that? This is Rebbe Akiva speaking in a derabbanan sense. Mimai. Midiktani. So it says, it taught in the Mishnah or the Braisa, in the Reisha. Heid. He testified, Rebbe Shimon ben Becerra, upon Al Eifa Chatas, the ashes of the Chatas, which is the Paraduma, Shinoga, that touched a Tomei, the miktaso, and a part of it. Shatime, then it tamis, eskulo, the whole thing. Okay? So now, that is a derabbanan, right? Because this, we're talking about over here, basically the same thing. The person touched a little bit of the ashes, and all of the ashes became tamay, right? And this is talking about paraduma. So paraduma is kind of interesting, even though it's like very holy or whatever, it's not on the same level, sanctity, as Kodesh. Because the paraduma was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So it has a lower level of sanctity. And that we quoted at the beginning of the Gemara, when we started Rav Chanin, basically brought a source that we said that everything inside the Kli is considered connected, is considered one thing. He brought it from... Yeah, from Ketores, and Ketores is Mamush Kodesh. It's like, it's in the base of Mikdash over there. So that everything's considered one thing can be only things that are actually Kodesh. So this Paraduma thing, that it's all considered one thing, it's all considered connected, can at most be a Durabonon. Okay? So this is for sure a Durabonon. And continues the Gemara, V'ketani. And it's said in the Hemshech of that Braisa, Hoisiv Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva added on to that previous din, what Rabbi Shimon ben Becerra said about the paraduma, they touch some of the ashes, that all becomes tamei. And Rabbi Akiva said, so too, yeah, if you touch a bit of the flour, if you touch a bit of the incense, a bit of the frankincense, a bit of the gecholim, that if you touch a bit of it, all becomes tamei. So he's adding on. So you see that Rabbi Akiva holds this is a din to Rabbanon. Right? So basically, if you touch a bit, that all becomes tamei is a din to Rabbanon. Not like Rav Chanin said. So that's a kasha. Rav Chanin. Rav Chanin brought a source from the Torah that if you touch a bit, everything's tamei. We're proving now from Rabbi Akiva in context, we see that it's only a din derabanan. So comes Reish Lakish and answers. Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Mishon Bar Kapara, in the name of Bar Kapara. Lo Nitzrucha, no. The case of Rabbi Akiva, which was speaking about, that it's a dindarabonon. We know it's a dindarabonon, which we just proved. Ella, Rabbi Akiva speaking about, when he said soles, right, was the shayre mincha, which was talking about the remnants of the flower offering. So what happens with the remnants of the flower offering? They go to the Kohen. Right, so this is already the remainders of the oh that in that specific case, those are the rabbanon that if you touch a bit, the rest of it comes tamei. But in a normal case of a normal mincha, before it was the remainders, if you touched a bit, the rest becomes tamei midaraisa. And we're going to explain. So why is it only the rabbanon by the remainders of the mincha? Like this, deraisa. If it's a deraisa, tzurich lichli. Right? If this is a tumor derived, if you touch a bit, it all becomes tamei. If it's tzorech l'kli, I mean, if the kodesh requires a kli to contain it, a kli mitzdarfo, then the kli joins it together and makes it all one entity. So therefore, if you touch a bit, it all becomes tamei. However, which now we're contrasting, she'ein tzorech l'kli, if this the item that's in the kli, if it doesn't really need to be in a kli for whatever reason, halachically, right, the shayri mincha, yeah, the remainder that you give to the kohen doesn't have to be in the kli shoreis, doesn't have to be in this kli, doesn't need the kli. Ain a kli mitzarefoy. The kli, therefore, does not combine the contents and make them into one entity, because they don't really need to be in the kli. V'asa rabbanon, this is now what Rabbi Kiva is coming to say with the shayri mincha. V'asa rabbanon, came the rabbanon. But Gozru, and the Medigazera, to Afal Gav, that even though the contents, the Eino Tzorech doesn't really need to be in the Kli, and therefore it should not be contained, combined into like one thing, the Kli, right, Kli Mitzdarfo. Nevertheless, the Kli Mitzdarfo. So basically, we're saying that Rabbi Kiva's talking in a case of the remainder of the Mincha, and that doesn't need a Kli, therefore the Kli does not combine it and make it into one thing. And the Rabbanon said it did. So that's what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. Okay. So says the Gemara. Tinach.
What needs a kli, sorry?
A normal mincha needs a kli. Part of the avoda of a mincha, when you bring it, you have to bring it in a kli. And you mix it up and everything. You need a kli kodesh.
Yeah.
Okay? But once you've done the avoda with a korban, and there's the leftovers, which goes to the Kohen, that doesn't need a Kli halachically anymore. So since it doesn't need a Kli, there's basically no connection between the Kli and its contents. Therefore, the Kli doesn't make all the thing one unit inside. So, right, we're doing okay. Tinach soles. We answered soles, but Rabbi Akiva said, just mentioned some other things. Ketores and Lavona. Now, Ketores and Lavona, the Kohen doesn't get any of the remainders over here, right? So what's going to be over here? So these need the kli always. So our answer's not going to work over here. So how can we have a case of a drabonon, basically, over here, that there's no tsiruf, there's not all made like one thing? Michael and Mema. So our answer's, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Balvua, Kigoin. This is talking about Shutzabron Al-Gabe Kartavla. We're talking about over here, Shutzabram means he gathered them together, right? Upon kartavla means what is right is a flat piece of boiled leather. okay? The point is over here, it's flat stuff. Because we're going to know what are the things we're going to explain. Because one of the requirements for certain kalim in order to receive tumah, yeah, or to be considered a vessel, they need to have a receptacle. They need to be able to have it's called a toich. They need to have like a dip in them, right? A base kibble. Okay, so we're going to say the same thing. So basically, Rabbi Kiva was talking about a case of this ketores, the incense, and also the frankincense that were on a flat piece of leather. So that's only Durabon. We're going to explain why. Deraisa, if it's Deraisa, Yesh La Toich, if the receptacle has a Toich, has an inside, right, it can, Mitzarif, it contains the contents, right, because it's within the, you know, the dip. So therefore, everything becomes one thing. However, Ein La Toich, if it doesn't have a dip, yeah, in it, it's just one flat thing, Aim itself, therefore it can't become one entity. And came along the Rabbanon, particularly when they made a Tikkun, to Afal Gav, that even though the Ein Lo Toch, there's no Toch, right, it's just one flat thing, Mitzarif, it's joined together. And that's what Rebbe T was talking about. He was talking about when we had some incense and some frankincense on this flat piece of leather, that even as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not considered one entity. And if you would touch one piece, the rest of it would not necessarily become Tommy. But he made a Gezerah, the Rabbanon did, that it all becomes Tommy. Right, so basically we're saying the Mishnah was talking about the Deraisa level, and Rebbe Kiva was a specific case which was speaking about a Durabonon. Either it doesn't have a dip, a toch, or it doesn't need the kli because it's already like just the leftovers of the coin. Okay, that was that. Now, a Pligi... the Rav Chanin. Rav Chanin argues, that was the first person we mentioned, the Rav, who said basically that we know that the Siruf of Kodesh is Deraisa. We brought from the Nasir, we brought a Rav that it's a Din Deraisa. All the contents of the Kli is considered one thing. That argues at a Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, on Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba. To Amma Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, that Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba said, Amma Rebbe Yochanan, in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Me'edusoy, from the testimony shall Rebbe Akiva, of Rebbe Akiva, which we saw, that was that brayso over there, Mishneis was taught Mishnah Zu, our Mishnah. Meaning he's saying our Mishnah over here in Chagiga, in the third parak, yeah, was going along the same lines, psak, as Rebbe Akiva, and that brayso over there. And that, so basically he's saying that just as, and we know that Rebbe Akiva is the Rabbanon, so he's saying over here that our Mishnah over here is the Rabbanon. So there's basically a machlokis over here. If our Mishnah is a Durabonon, right, like Rabbi Akiva, or is a Deraisa, like Rabbi Chanin said, and Rabbi Akiva's talking about something else. So.
I thought we mentioned that our Mishnah, everything in our Mishnah was Durabonon.
Very good. Well, more specifically, the latter half. No, the two out of five.
The bottom half was only with virtual.
Okay,
with
fine. Virtual. True. First of all, we said everything in this is the Rabbanon, yeah? And then we said that the first group are, right, has a drawer, right, can lead to a derisa, and the latter ones cannot lead to a derisa.
And this has been in the top group.
No, it's not. So your kasha is a kasha because it's not the top group. This is, we're already in. Number, forgot to say.
We're
past six. No.
It's number six.
Number six? No, it's number seven.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that file.
I wrote seven on mine.
Yeah, it's number seven.
Seven.
What's number seven? Oh, the list of this.
The list, we said we have about 10 or 11 things, right? There's 11 cases, and there's a question if there's 10 milos or 11 milos. But according to everybody...
It's even stronger, the kasha, then, because...
Yeah, exactly. So if you look on... which of the kasha is going to be asked on the 8th mile as well. If you look on Toysmus over here, ask the kasha on... somewhere. On Chof Aleph already. On Chof Aleph, I'm a base. Yeah. The Dibra Baskel of Bas Risa, right? The Bas Risa Basra.
Okay.
The latter one. Over there. Because he's going to ask on the next case. Because this is the kind I was waiting for cash on my chart as well. Because it says, Tame Bullery, Hare Ravi, Bakoidesh, right? The Katani, yeah, the Shlishi Batruma. That's the next case. They have a Deraisa. Those are Deraisa. Kadisa Basoita. Perik Kishem. Well, the Kamala Forest Vessels of Shem, but Loka Perish Rashi. Not like Rashi. Shavashi Pirish Debi Drabodan, Ravi Bakoidesh. But Oid Kasha, Lamori, the Rab Nachman. I'm a rabbi of the Katani Gabi Yudel Yalav Milus, Likamai. So that's one who said there's 11. Bukhuli, Achronis Likodesh, Dafka, Im Kane, Severa Lay Kli, Kol Elu, De Basarisa, yeah, Lazel who draw the Tuba Derisa. There's no connection to a Derisa. Bilu, come on, Shemin and Lay the Tsiruf, Sal Heavy Derisa. And it's saying even more that we hear it according to his opinion. Yeah, the very same person who said there's 11. And the latter five are a Durbanon. He says himself that Tziruf Kli is the Raisa. The Mishani Leila made me Rav Chanin, because he came to defend Rav Chanin. Kulim Shisabru al Gabi Katabla. Yeah, the Raisa Yishlo Tochum at Starif. So Alma, have you the Raisa? So is the Raisa. But Kli Shishlo Toch, if it has a Toich. The Tirit Tari says the Ri as an answer. Seen as this cannot affect chulin, these tumors are and only affect the heiliger things, the holy things like kodesh and truma. Lo choshiv lehu drora de tumor. Over here, it's not this that we said it's a drora de tumor. Yeah, what is it? Choices is saying over here, dahainu shaychus de tumor. It hasn't got any shaychus de tumor. I suppose in the sense that it can't affect chulin. So that we said it doesn't have any drora de tumor means it doesn't have any shaykhus to chulin. It doesn't have any shaykhus to chulin. But en achinami, it could have a deraisa ramifications to kodesh and to truma.
You mean there's absolutely no virtuality to it? You can't, somebody can't.
It's not grounded. Yeah, I don't know how you think, I've not digested it yet. Or something like that, yeah.
Rabbi, what's the din with the Rabbi Akiva also mentioned Gecholim?
Is there I also was bothered by that as well. What happened to the Gecholim?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe it's included in the other things.
That's why I answered also myself to that question. But I'm not sure, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Good, everybody. Oh yeah, we went a bit we're doing a bit Ian over here, we're Mamma Steigen. So what